This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop, no matter what. Keep going. Keep chugging along. Another hour here. Welcome to the continuation of the DJV program. Just getting up and at it. We're happy to have you along. I've always been told by consultants, don't say, it's good to be here. It's nice to talk to you. And let's just get right to it. It is, though, however. whether we say it or not,
I want to be polite, darn it.
I want to have a good time. I want to have you along for the ride. Jennifer Horn is here to help explain what's going on in the world, as is Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen helps with her anecdotal comments that are usually very poignant. So, Jennifer, you can point us in the right direction as far as conversation is concerned, please.
Well, I'm pointing you in the direction of the East Coast because that hurricane, Hurricane Florence, is getting a lot of attention. Everyone is on official storm watch now. Yes, if you turn on any, even the local news, even in California, we are getting lots of updates about Hurricane Florence, and that's because it's a Category 4 storm, could become a Category 5, and it showed the danger part of this storm is it's not fast moving, that it's actually a slow moving storm, and that it could stall after it reaches the Carolinas, the Carolina coast, and make a slight shift down towards South Carolina once it makes landfall, becoming a major flooding event. That's in quotations. That's what the Weather Service is saying. Meteorologists are saying that the storm, which is supposed to affect millions this week in the southeastern part of the U.S., is expected to bring, quote, life-threatening storm surge and rainfall to North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, and parts of the mid-Atlantic states, according to the National Hurricane Center. The hurricane right now is 385 miles southwest of Bermuda and around 575 miles southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina. That's as of 5 a.m. Eastern time. The center says the storm is moving west-northwest at 17 miles per hour and has maximum sustained winds of about 130 miles per hour. They're expecting that it could pick up strength because of the warm water in the ocean and become a Category 5 before it makes landfall. The evacuation orders are already in effect. The president's already put in an emergency order so that FEMA and resources from the federal government can be directed to that area most quickly. But if you're waiting around and you have an evacuation order, it's best to just go.
Go! Hit the road, Jack. A lot of radio people are talking about how it is a radio storm. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. It kind of brings me back around to days I was cutting my teeth back in the 60s, being on the air, and how the populace pretty much all depended on the radio to bring information, updates, things that you can't find anyplace else. And I thought that, you know, I think that's almost where we have almost full circle come back around to people actually feeling like they need this. Television, but more importantly, radio. Television is seen these days as being kind of where the news comes from. There's a caustic, is that the right word, environment. People do get what's going on television. They kind of, you know, even though people are watching, they don't watch with the same, there's a selective belief. Is it true or is it not true? Are they just telling me this because they want to scare me? Why are they telling me this? There's more of that thinking than there used to be. And that does not seem to apply to the radio, even though it depends on what's the format, much as anything else. If, in fact, it's a talk radio program, there's always pretty much a bias in most circumstances attached to the storm. But it's about politics. This is not about politics. This is about your life, there, friends. There are people who will die because they were stupidly thinking, well, I'll ride the storm out. Now, You don't ride
or
the storm
they just
out.
Don't think
you get the hell out of there.
Yeah, or yeah. They just don't think that the storm warnings are going to amount to anything, and they'll pack up the house and board everything up, and then they leave, and then it turns out it was nothing, and then they come home, and that's the biggest problem. I grew up in New Jersey, right on the ocean, and we constantly had storm warnings, and not necessarily we had a few
crying
evacuation
wolf.
Orders, but that's the problem. That's what was so devastating about Hurricane Sandy. No one believed it, and it was crying wolf. People just thought, oh, we've heard this before. It's not that big of a deal. And it was a really devastating storm. And this type of language that the Weather Service is using, I've never seen before. They said, quote, this will likely be the storm of a lifetime for portions of the Carolina coast. And that's saying a lot given the impacts we've seen from hurricanes Diana, Hugo, Fran, Bonnie, Floyd, and Matthew. So they're saying that this is just going to be way worse than all of them.
One of the problems is that it is slow moving, as Jennifer suggested. Yesterday, you asked me when I said, well, here's where it is now. Right. Mm-hmm. When I asked, well, you and I were talking about this, Victoria, and I said something about it, where it was at the time. You said, no, it's right off the coast. No, it wasn't off the coast. It is because it is very slow moving. With as many days as we've been talking about it, and as many days as it's been in existence, it would seem that it would have been it would have been a faster moving storm. So anyway, the governor, I think, said that, if I'm not mistaken, storm of a lifetime. Yep. And the news media is happy to jump on that. I saw a lot of pictures and video of people filling up sandbags and putting his, the one
they're
thing they have plenty of down
there. In North Carolina.
Yeah. Because nobody's going to deliver. They're not going to.
Yeah. They're already. That's
why
one of the issues.
Yeah, right.
Right. The other issue that we saw that happened with Hurricane Harvey in Houston is now pets are a concern. And, you know, we're all pet owners and lovers. So, unfortunately, Red Cross shelters do not accept pets. And so now all these states who are
leave it to the Red Cross.
Yep. All these states that are doing mandatory evacuations are telling people, board your pets with veterinarians and kennels and things like that. Well,
where
are you going to go? Yeah. Because they're saying, just go further inland. Well, the storm is supposed to go further inland. So it's once again, unfortunately, I think we're going to see some tragedies with pets being lost in the storm and separated from their families because there's just nowhere to go. And people don't, we saw this a lot with Harvey. People just dropping off animals at the shelter.
Remember the dogs swimming around?
Yeah.
Remember,
and it's not just cats and dogs in that area of, well, especially, I don't know much of, I've only been to South Carolina a couple of times, but North Carolina is where my family lives. My mom's family is in North Carolina along the coast, actually, in Wilmington. And there's a lot of, there's so many beautiful estates and homes, and they have horses, and they have all sorts of things.
Yep.
So it's not even
but
just
But it's big horse country.
Animals.
Big horse country.
Well, not to mention the wild horses that are there on the Outer Banks that roam up and down, too. So I'm not sure what the plan is to make sure that those animals are going to be okay, but I think, unfortunately, we're going to see a lot of rescue efforts.
So those of you who have watched this and have been wondering, okay, where really is it? I think you said it was 395 miles south of Wilmington or Charleston, Jennifer. The timeline is as it moves up tonight. The winds right now are 150 miles an hour plus. Supposed to die down a little bit by the time it hits land, according to what I'm looking at here, which is a change. Tomorrow, let's see here, Thursday.
I thought it got pushed back. It's not going to hit land until Saturday or Sunday at 2 a.m. is what I'm seeing on the weather service.
Saturday.
Which shows you how much it has slowed down.
That's how
the
slow.
But the winds will be much less by the time it hits land, it looks like. So that's what just so much water is accumulated.
Rain.
The water and the rain will be what they're. That's what the real damage is. And the hurricane watch, as you look up and down the coast here. I think I said this yesterday. What I'm now always really taken back by are the pictures from space, from the International Space Station. I'm looking at the eye of the hurricane right now, but it looks like a big dish of pudding. That's if you look straight down on it.
Or a storm, either one.
Well, storm, pudding.
I don't see pudding, but okay.
Oh, I do. I see vanilla pudding. That's what I see. I'm not looking at any land. I'm just looking at a picture of the storm, the clouds itself, And it looks like big pudding. So you know how these things get started? People wonder about the earth, and you know, hurricanes are part of the history of the earth. Hurricanes, that sort of thing, more so than tornadoes. Hurricanes have been a part. If you go back as far as anybody has researched into the history of the planet, there have been hurricanes. It's just part of the natural development of things. Are they as bad now as they were then? I don't know if naively is the right word. We have, over the years, over our lifetime, we tend to measure history by our own life and by our own experience. And then sometimes you tend to measure history by what has been written. Remember, we've only been, the Gutenberg Press was developed, 1435, something like that. And there was information that was passed on. The Bible is an example of that. Some of the things that are on the caves in some of the areas that where civilization first developed. But if you want to look back at the history of the planet, 10 million years, 100 million years, 200 million years, 900 million years, billion years, billion, 2 billion years, when land masses were moving around, the Earth was very violent. The formative years, earthquakes, these storms. It was like being on one of the planets in Star Wars. And that's where some of the ideas came from. George Lucas said once in an interview, somebody said, where'd you get the idea that the Earth, that whatever the planets were? And he said, well, if you understand the history of this planet, it's the history of most planets. As they mature, it's pretty rough. So, you know, we tend to think of the earthquake. They disturb our lives for sure. And so when the phrase is used, it's the storm of a lifetime. Yeah, that may be accurate, but life is fleeting. It's 100 years maybe, hopefully for most of us. So anyway, it doesn't change the reality, but it does sort of change maybe how you look at it at this point. That's the overview. 30 inches of rain. Whoo-ha! 10 inches where you are, Kara. Washington, 10 inches of rain by the end of the weekend. What's the normal? We think the flooding begins at 2 inches.
Yeah. If it's over the weekend, that's honestly better. I have things to do, but not things that I have to go out and do. Mm. So if I miss them, it's okay. But just when you have to drive to work and you've got lots of people out on the highways and on the small roads, and they're flooded, it's just no fun.
And then the geniuses who think they can drive through water.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you get...
I'm just thinking of some of the underpasses on 295, 395 as you go around the city.
Yeah.
Close into the city, especially.
You get the people who go out in their big SUVs, like they do in the snow, too, and think, oh, well, I'll be fine. And then they get stuck, and it blocks the whole road, and it's just...
What happens is they go through... People don't understand the engine, the mechanics of a gasoline engine. If you get the electrical circuit, if the engine's going into 2 feet of water, that water is going to impact the engine, not a diesel, but a gas, because the gas fires, it needs electricity from the spark plugs and the things that are, you know, halfway up the side of the engine. And so those get wet, good night, forget it. All right, let's see if we can power wash your innards with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, it's a game changer for you. I've started drinking it, when did we start? About 4 months ago, I think, now maybe. Been around here and hopefully around with you for that long. If you haven't started yet, may I suggest you go to getthetea.com because you can't get anywhere else. Getthetea.com. Look at all of the information. There's 3 or 4 pages there of information about the formula of the tea, what it does to help you get rid of indigestion and bloating and gas, belching, all that stuff, caused by the fact that your innards are plugged up. You got an unhealthy colon. Your stomach is screaming, come on, cleanse me. That's what Life Change Tea will do. It's great for you. Many benefits. Go online, getthetea.com, use the code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea that will, in fact, do just that, change your life for the better.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I don't know that I always thought Jason Aldean sounded real country, but he certainly does here. Jennifer, do you think that he always has sounded real country, or has he been a sort of a pop?
He's the real deal. No, he's more country rock, but definitely always sounded country. Yeah,
always. Okay. Well, we're talking about Jason Aldean singing in the background. He's canceled his concert tonight in Cincinnati. Announcement on Twitter saying that the concert scheduled has been canceled because of the flooding conditions from Hurricane Florence. In Cincinnati? That sounds like a little bit of a stretch. The sold-out show is set to take place at the Outdoor Riverbend Music Center. Well, it is no fun to have a concert outside in the rain, and yes, they're getting plenty of rain. And yeah, there's another, I don't want to get into the weeds here. There's another storm coming from the west that's affecting their weather. Anyway, ticket refunds available to fans at the point of purchase.
So how close is this stage to the Ohio River? Because that's what they said. It rose above the stage level. That's wild.
Okay, so that may be with all the rain they have there, that may be the problem. It's next to the baseball stadium. The Riverfront Stadium is there.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole...
Well, that makes sense then, because I was trying to figure out... When I saw his announcement on Twitter, I kind of was wondering if it was an excuse that he didn't want to play.
Well, that's what I was thinking,
No, he's now in Riverfront Stadium himself.
taking a little swim.
He's on stage on a boat.
That's right. All right, 26 past the hour here on the DJ V Show with Jennifer and Victoria and me. Country music honoring all female artists in a special. This is the first time maybe they're getting the message or people are reacting to the criticism that country music is getting. So now they're shining a spotlight on the strongest voices with the annual Artist of the Year celebration. Network has dedicated the night to all female country singers, reflecting, quote, what's happening right now in culture and in the lives of our fans. So let's see, that means Carrie Underwood shows up, Miranda Lambert shows up, Kelsey Ballerini shows up. Maren Morris shows up. Karen Fairchild shows up. Kimberly Schlappman, I don't know her. She's from Little Big Town. Yeah, right. Okay. So that's pretty important, I guess, right, Jennifer? And Maren speaking.
Yeah, they're huge. And those two, it was Karen Fairchild also is in Little Big Town.
Right. So the special will be on country music at 8 Eastern Time, October 17th. The country folks turning their focus to supporting the Artists of the Year Showcase, dedicating a full day of airtime to the women of country. That'll take over across the network's various broadcast and digital platforms. And so let's see here. The artists that will join the all the honorees in Nashville have not been announced yet. I think that's worthy of note. Speaking of Kelsey Ballerini, she's going to join The Voice as the fifth coach. Did you know that? She took to Instagram to announce that she's joining The Voice. Who's been on The Voice as the judges? We have the two usual, the men, but the women seem to change. Is that right?
The women always seem to rotate. Yeah.
Who's she replacing, or...
I think Kelsey's doing a special segment when they have the comeback stage or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's there when people get eliminated and then they're allowed to come back as a wild card, and I think she's helping with that part of it.
Oh, okay. So she's a coach, not a judge. That's what I confused in my mind, which was which. Yeah, they've had a number of coaches over the years that have been significant musicians.
Right.
So,
including Kelly Clarkson, who moved from coach to judge. So
yeah right.
And she comes
all
back
right.
again. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. All right, so that's the story musically for this hour. 28 after the hour now on the DJB show.
Yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the yes but game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a monstrous Hurricane Florence continues to take aim at North Carolina, this resident of Moorhead City says,
the storm surge and the flooding and things, if it's going to come up to the house, then we'll probably get out of here. Go inland.
But despite dire warnings from officials, this woman says she's not going anywhere.
We're ready. We're ready every year. And, you know, it's your time. It's your time.
Forecasters now say the storm will make landfall Friday on North Carolina's coast and then stall and could dump up to several feet of rain on the Carolinas in the days that follow. Meanwhile, the EPA keeping an eye on the hurricane and the risk it poses to contaminated Superfund sites along the coast. There are 9 such sites that the agency is looking at in North and South Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Get back to the action. Wednesday, September the 12th is upon us. DJV time, 34 past the hour. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting a wonderful day with the talents of Jennifer. Victoria Keelan here as well to overview what's going on. As a matter of fact, let no grass grow under our feet. After introducing Victoria, now I turn to her for the next trending story.
Well, Norm MacDonald is trending, and not for a great reason. He has been bumped from The Tonight Show at the last minute, and the statement says, out of sensitivity to our audience and in light of Norm MacDonald's comments in the press, The Tonight Show has decided to cancel his appearance on Tuesday's telecast, and the segment with Matthew McConaughey will actually run longer to fill that time. They made the decision to pull him from the lineup after he was doing some promotion for his new show that is on Netflix, and during an interview, he indicated he was glad that the hashtag MeToo reckoning in Hollywood seems to have slowed down a little bit, and then he defended Louis C.K. and Roseanne Barr. He said, there are very few people that have gone through what they have, losing everything in a day. Of course, people will go, well, what about the victims? But you know what? The victims didn't have to go through that. And then the backlash hit. He later tweeted, Roseanne and Louis have been good friends of mine for many years. They both made terrible mistakes, and I would never defend their actions. If my words sounded like I was minimizing the pain of their victims, I'm deeply sorry, but it wasn't enough, and The Tonight Show has pulled him. But his new show on Netflix is called Norm MacDonald Has a Show, and it remains on track for a September 14th launch.
Norm MacDonald has a show, E-I-E-I-O, and on that show he'll look a little silly, E-I-E-I. So are we going too far with all of this stuff? Is that perhaps the point of the conversation? He didn't say that until after the fact, but the fact that there seems to be no wiggle room at all for somebody to explain what he or she says with regard to this stuff, there's just no tolerance, everybody's afraid, or they're running away.
Yeah, but that's to say that the victims didn't go through anything and that Roseanne and Louis lost everything.
It's a stupid statement,
but you know what annoys me about this is that it's freedom of speech unless you say something we don't like. And that's a bummer. It's like
back to Google what I was talking earlier about Google and some of the institutions in liberal land in Northern California, how those people really they're all Democrats, and so that influences what they are putting out on their platforms, and this sort of thing is the same thing. It's all one-sided, and not that it shouldn't be. I'm not saying that we don't need to be focusing on this, because we sure as hell do have to get rid of worms and weasels like Weinstein.
Yeah, but Norm MacDonald has not been accused of committing a crime. He's been accused of saying what he thinks. And for that, he's been bumped from late-night platforms. What would be more appropriate is maybe keeping him in that spot and saying, what did you mean by that?
See, but Jimmy Fallon doesn't have the chops to do that.
Jimmy Fallon can't handle that.
He likes to play beer pong with his...
I'm betting that's why they took him off. Because what Norm MacDonald said is so poignant.
Hosts are any good.
And these three guys that are running these shows, none of them have the chops, and Conan doesn't really either.
I would actually make the argument that Conan's the only one who could take a moment and say, all right, like, let's talk about this. Conan could definitely do that. Sometimes Jimmy Kimmel does that too, and lately he's kind of been less goofy and more serious about certain topics. So
that's what kind of grows about Kimmel, is that he's become so political that he's isolated.
Judgment. He's very isolated. I wouldn't watch him.
Whether you like him or not, I'm just saying, in terms of an interview like that, I think Kimmel and Conan are the only two. Mm-hmm. Stephen Colbert would make it all about himself, and James Corden wouldn't touch it, and Jimmy Fallon is just sort of incapable.
Yeah, Seth Meyers, I think, could possibly
handle it. I always forget about him.
But yeah, that's the thing, is I don't know how many people are watching Seth Meyers shows.
Yeah, and he's really smart. He and Conan are by far the most intelligent.
Yeah, but, I agree with you.
But I always forget about poor Seth.
Yeah. All right. Today, Wednesday, the 12th of September, is National Police Women Day, dedicated to all officers that are women. First women police in the U.S. The first person, actually, to become a police officer, first woman, was Marie Owens, hired by Chicago PD in 1891, first woman police officer. Police matrons working in prisons in New York prior to that, they didn't have the authority to arrest. Ms. Owens was the first person to get that authority. Then Alice Wells was hired by the L.A. Police Department. 1910 was the year. First American-born female police officer in the U.S. Owens was born in Canada. Today, 10% of the police force in the U.S. made up of women. Is that fair? Is that just? Is that right? Should there be 50-50? Depends on how you look at it. I'm one who, I get tired of all the gender discussion, but it's appropriate because still we have gender unbalance. It's in every business, pretty much, as far as leadership is concerned, as far as workers are concerned. Even look at the radio business. How many women do you actually hear on the air on radio programs? There are more and more, but there certainly is nowhere near 50% of the hosts, whether it's a talk show or whether it's music. There are more for sure, but there's not parity there. There's not parity in any business, I don't think. Tell me a business where there's parity between men and women. Anybody got any suggestions as to a business that has 50% men, 50% women in it.
I think certain. I think there are a lot of companies that have been striving
yes,
for that.
But I'm looking for
businesses.
I don't
businesses. Know if you can. I don't know if you can list an entire industry. I don't know. I don't know.
So
maybe in education, teachers are paid the same.
They're probably more though. I would say females outnumber men in nursing and teaching.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, so there's
but
no parity there
if
either.
You're looking for a 50-50.
Well, wait, are you when
sure.
you start when you're talking about parity?
I'm talking
you're
about,
talking
about no, I'm talking about
50.
I'm talking about, no, I'm talking about the number of people who are women in the job.
The people who are there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard to find 50-50 actually.
Yeah.
To be exact, 50-50.
Yeah. So if you're back to the police women, there's a website for the International Association of Police Women. It is IAWP.org, right? I look for more info on women wanting to be police officers. They have, over the years, I don't know, it's more in fire pursuits than it is in police, but maybe it should be the same in both, required the same physicality for men and women. And I think that is important because a lot of the same struggles that go on physically, women are developing themselves more, certainly women are stronger, that's a general statement. Many women are much stronger than has been the case in the past, and so that helps make parity possible, I think, or moving it up in terms of how many women there are that are on the job, as it were. All right, time now for a look at what's going on in the world of television before we get to the sports. Bill Daly. Maybe a certain number of people in the audience will remember, ladies, his position on I Dream of Jeannie. Passed away at the age of 91. Barbara Eden addressed the news with a tweet. Our favorite zany astronaut, Bill Daly, has passed.
Now, was Bill he the lead on I Dream of Jeannie?
He was not the lead. There was the two guys. I'm trying to remember the two people.
I just
people.
Remember, wasn't Larry Hagman on that?
Yeah, Harry Hagman was. And there was another guy who, the only thing I can remember his face, but I now, you know, if you Google that, it wasn't... it wasn't Daly. Ah, damn, I can't remember his name. Anyway, you'd recognize this guy if you saw him. I think that's probably pretty. And this wouldn't be, unless you're watching reruns. How many of you watch reruns of I Dream of Jeannie? Anybody
I've seen
here?
It a few
Well, I don't think
times
any of us watched it when it was
yeah
first airing.
No,
right?
No. Yeah. He was sort of a sidekick, if you will. And brought some.
So not the lead actor on the show.
No, but I'm now trying to remember who the lead actor was, and I can't.
I thought it was Larry Hagman and Bill
Well,
Daly,
it was for a while, but there was another.
Them.
Yeah, but there's another. There was another.
So there was
one.
A second master.
Yeah, there was a second person.
They love to switch those dudes around in
right
old TV shows, didn't they?
Like you're not supposed to know. I know. Yeah. Why
right
don't they do that with Roseanne then? Just put somebody in there, and that's the new Roseanne.
Well. How do you do that?
But I don't know. They kept doing, like Jen said, they kept doing it back in the day.
Yeah, remember they did it. I mean, the most notable was on Bewitched when they skipped out, when they switched out the husbands on Bewitched.
They do it well, on soaps all the time.
Oh, you know what? That's who I'm confusing it with. You're right. Hagman was there for the for five seasons, and then I don't know who the other person was, but it was. I was thinking not of I Dream of Jeannie, but you're right. I was thinking of Bewitched.
It was Dick Sargent and Dick somebody.
Yeah, Dick Sargent was the guy I was looking for.
Yeah.
All right, this is the audience is saying, huh?
I know. I don't right even know what you're saying.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Don't right worry about it.
All right, moving on. Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn are leaving Project Runway.
Klum.
Why? Klum?
Klum.
Klum. Klum.
I don't know, no, but this
Klum
is going to kill the show.
Yeah, it's going to kill it.
It will.
They needed Tim Gunn. They needed Heidi Klum. I think Zach Posen also is out as one of the designers. So I don't know. Unless they come up with something pretty extraordinary, when you lose half of your judging panel, that and your hosting panel for that matter, that mm-hmm makes a pretty big difference.
Yeah, unless they're able to get like an Ashley Graham and a Gigi Hadid or someone who's a huge name that has a big social media following, I can't imagine that anyone's going to stick
the thing
around.
With Ashley Graham is I think she's tied in still with Tyra.
She's, yeah, she's doing
model,
America's
so
Next Top Model. I follow her on Instagram and she was just filming another modeling show, so I can't imagine she
yeah
would have time for it. But yeah, I mean, Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn, they were the reasons I watched it whenever it came on TV.
Yeah.
So.
And they're going together to Amazon to create a new show.
The whole audience is going to switch over to that.
Yeah. Yep.
So what is Project Runway all about, if I may be so silly
as
to ask?
It's a reality show, but it's all about fashion designs. So you have a bunch of wannabe fashion designers that compete against each other.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably be good as a judge on that, huh?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Especially on the week that they do corduroy design. Your forte.
All right. Next up, Anthony Bourdain is going to be honored on the Emmys. When is that broadcast? Is it this Sunday? Oh, it did?
He won on Sunday night, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Creative Arts Emmys.
I didn't even realize the Emmys had been on, but now...
It wasn't the official, like...
The Creative Arts.
Yeah, Creative Arts ones.
Oh, okay.
The ones that aren't on the main telecast.
When is the main telecast? September 23rd, is that right? No.
September something, usually, right? There's ads for it all over, because Michael Che and Colin Jost are hosting, so I see commercials for it all the time,
it's coming up probably September 17th, so over the week, I think next Monday. That's what
next
it looks
Monday.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So this is like the Oscars, they have some of the technical awards earlier on, rather than jacking up the show with all that stuff later on. All right, so there, that's that story. Jennifer, television schedule for tonight's Super
Play. What was the story exactly?
They're not junking it up. You didn't get that?
Giving him a
posthumous. They didn't junk it up.
What's wrong with you?
Anthony Bourdain is getting a posthumous award on the Emmys. I said that.
Well, he won six Emmys, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, does anybody care but you? I suppose a lot of people like Anthony.
Yeah, a lot of people actually really do care about Anthony Bourdain. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't happen to count myself in that group, but that's all right. I respect all of you who love him. And so that we've said that. Move on. Jennifer, television, please, for tonight.
Sure. Got a bunch of stuff to tell you about tonight. Monsters and Mysteries in America will set the tone. We are in the count to Halloween. Well, this will start things off. Monsters and Mysteries on the Travel Channel at 8 o'clock. You can catch a new episode of that. On MTV, also equally as scary, Teen Mom 2 is new tonight at 9 o'clock, followed by Are You the One at 10 o'clock. Guy's Grocery Games is new tonight on the Food Network. That's at 10. The Real Housewives of New York are new at 8, followed by The Real Housewives of Dallas at 9. On the networks, Big Brother, all new tonight on CBS at 8 o'clock, followed on NBC, of course, America's Got Talent. They're wrapping up at 8 o'clock tonight. That's all new, followed by World of Dance. MasterChef is new tonight on Fox. This is a biggie. It's a two-hour MasterChef from 8 until 10. Burden of Truth is new tonight on CW, and that's about it for the networks.
All right, so Jennifer, let's stick with the theme for a moment. The NFL show on Sunday night, the Sunday Night Football theme song being sung by Carrie Underwood doesn't seem to be very popular. What's the story? Is this it?
Well,
let's listen to it. Right, let me hear it for a second. Hey, okay, didn't do anything for me. So apparently,
but it's fine. It's not like going to make you throw yourself out of a window.
It's not offensive.
No.
It's like a commercial.
It was like a jingle, exactly, like a long-form jingle. And for some reason, it's become mandatory for NFL games that are televised to be accompanied with a music video theme song. Since 2013, NBC's Sunday Night Football theme has been performed by Carrie Underwood. Two seasons ago, she first debuted a new Sunday Night Football song, and Sunday night, she released another update for Week 1's broadcast of the Chicago Bears versus the Carolina Panthers, and immediately, the song was met with backlash online with fans summarizing it, that basically they hate the new song. That's what they said. They didn't like it. Comments like, well, I love
like
Carrie
her.
Underwood, but man, these Sunday Night Football songs get worse and worse. If there's any reason to boycott
like
the NFL, it's the atrocious song she just presented.
Do you think it sounded like her? Seriously.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Sounds like all the stuff that she does. That's why I don't get how you can say you like Carrie Underwood, but yet you hate the song.
10 before the hour here on the DJB show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
That frog. Ribbit. It's 53 past the hour, he said, for the second time on the DJV program. It's time for Tech Talk. Victoria taking on number one, Amazon, and the selling of Christmas trees. Oh, my God.
That's right. They're getting into the holiday spirit. They announced they will be selling and delivering 7-foot live Christmas trees to customers this holiday season. And, yes, they will be eligible for Prime shipping, which means that's 2-day free shipping. And you can even say, Alexa, order me a Christmas tree. It's all hooked up, so everything is ready to go. If you are that lazy, you can literally just say, hey, Alexa, order me a Christmas tree. So Amazon will start selling the trees sometime in November. They will let customers pick between Douglas firs, Norfolk pines, and some other options, Fraser firs, things like that. They're all 7-foot trees. They're sourced from a North Carolina farm. They will sell for $115. Now, as a former New York City girl, that's right on target. But I know in the suburbs, people say that is very expensive for a Christmas tree. So especially for a 7-foot tree. $115 for a 7-foot tree.
Yeah, that's steep. It's not cheap.
In New York City, that's
about right. But I know, my parents really? Always gasp every time I used to tell them how much my Christmas tree costs.
50 or 60 bucks probably is a good tree where I am.
Right. So the trees will ship in a large box, but Amazon isn't including water or anything extra. Apparently, each tree will be sent out within 10 days of being cut down. So Amazon expects that it will make it through the shipping process fine without drying out. They actually started selling smaller trees last year to test this out. No one really knew at the time, though, that this was their plan to do, you know, full-size trees. But they also have wreaths and garlands and other holiday items. And Amazon's also letting you actually pick the delivery date, which is something that they don't do on other products, so you can actually choose when you want your tree to arrive. The National Christmas Tree Association, yes, that's a thing, they say that they're not concerned about online competition, and they say the reason for it is only 1 to 2% of the 27 million trees sold last year were actually ordered online, and that most people still like going to the Christmas tree lot to pick it out in person.
So it's fun to bring the family, the smells, the choices, children running around. I think Amazon. I'm sick of Amazon.
It'll be interesting to see, though. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many people really utilize the service, and then what the reviews of the trees are. Yeah. That remains to be seen.
But remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, the 12th of September. We're talking about Christmas trees. Hello, what's wrong with this picture?
Everything.
Hi. More comic book movies than ever coming out next year, including The Avengers, X-Men, Spider-Man. Let's see how that fits into the world of technology.
The Geek Out. Believe it or not, 2019 is going to be the year with more comic book movies than ever. Over the last several years, we generally have seen anywhere from 3 to 7 comic book movies in a calendar year. But 2019, we're slated to see as many as 10. The biggest, of course, is Avengers 4, the follow-up to the big cliffhanger earlier this year. But 2019 also is bringing out a reboot of the Hellboy franchise, a new X-Men movie, and Marvel is also rolling out the much-anticipated debut of Captain Marvel and another Spider-Man. DC is doing Shazam, Wonder Woman 1984, and a new Joker movie starring Joaquin Phoenix. We've posted a list of the release dates for 2019 comic book movies on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
All right, let's get to the next item, which is a hacking story. This is very interesting. And this dichotomy as to who's getting hacked here, Victoria.
Well, British Airways has reported a breach last week it affected 380,000 customers. So if you flew on British Airways, it doesn't matter where you went, but between August 21st and September 5th, the airline is now saying their website was hacked and that the data had been stolen. If you should get a new credit card or debit card from your bank, cancel the old one, whatever you used, if you bought a ticket on British Airways. This is the same group that also hacked Ticketmaster UK, and so they're trying to...
They find him?
It's a criminal group called Mage Cart. So, but finding out who the actual humans
are. They Russian?
Are,
where do they come from?
Don't know. They don't know. They just know they found them online. They left a digital footprint, but that's about all they know.
Hmm. So that's really, this got that tearing your hair out when it comes to stuff like that. So, really, I don't know what to do with it if you're, you know, what
cancel
do you
your
do?
Card and get a new one.
I know,
that's
but what you do to prevent it from happening? That's the question.
Yep.
59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.